Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey everybody, this is Keith Caulfield
and Katie Atkinson
of the Billboard Pop Shop Podcast, and you're listening to Billboard's Pop Shop Feed.
Because the Pop Shop family is growing, and now we've got new weekly shows in our Pop Shop Feed, in addition to the main Pop Shop Podcast.
If you subscribe to the Pop Shop, you'll get not just the Pop Shop Podcast, but also a show dedicated to reviewing the newest tunes, must-hear music, as well as a retro show that celebrates important anniversaries in music, coming around again.
Coming up next is Must Hear Music, where this week, Billboard senior editor Joe Lynch and his panel of experts will break down Kendrick Lamar's new album, Power Bottom's latest single, and much more.
So be sure to subscribe to the Pop Shop feed in iTunes so you never miss any of our pop-centric shows, and give us a rating or review to let us know how much you're enjoying each segment of Pop Shop.
And now, Must Hear Music.
Hello and welcome to the Must Hear Music podcast. My name is Joe Lynch. I'm sitting here with Jason Lipschutz.
What's going on, man?
As well as Lindsay Havens.
Hey.
And just one before we dive in, going to do a little quick rundown of what we're talking about today. So we're going to be looking at Kendrick Lamar just dropped an album, Damn, all caps, period.
Damn.
So we're going to look at the song DNA from that. We are going to look at Power Bottom's new song, LOL. Noah Cyrus's Stay Together, Chris Stapleton's Broken Halos, Becky Hill's Rude Love, and Trapper Shep's On Wisconsin. Pretend I didn't say it that way. All right, but let's go to obviously the big one that like everyone's talking about.
Noah Cyrus.
Noah Cyrus.
I was going to say the Wisconsin song.
Yeah. KDOT, so Damn is out. So Lindsay, this was your pick, so do you want to talk a little bit about the album or the song or even both?
Well, I'll start with the song. It's the one that I keep going back to just because I think it sort of has the beats of old Kendrick, like his debut album, but with the lyrics of new Kendrick in terms of like hitting hard and being really relevant. Whereas like for me, the rest of the album, which is all great and deserves all the acclaim it's getting, it's just a lot more R&B than hip-hop, in my opinion. The lyrics hit hard, but the beats and the production don't, in my professional take. What do you think? I always go to Justin for the Jason album. I always called you Justin.
That's fine. I get that sometimes. I get a lot of Jay. I get a lot of some Justin.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a wild ride I'm on. Anyway, so I'm glad you picked DNA. I think it might be my favorite song on the album. The thing about... Do you disagree?
No, I'm just whistling. I like to do a whistle for emphasis.
That's fine.
Oh, great.
I think it's
the thing about I've listened to this album twice now, and we're recording this on Friday. Yeah. And I'm sure I'll listen to it more again as this weekend as my family's coming over for Easter.
Because what else would you play?
Yeah, this is a good like Easter egg hunt sort of thing. I feel like when they do the Easter egg roll at the White House, they're definitely going to be playing Kendrick Lamar's Damn the whole time.
Yeah.
Because
they love Fox News there. So, and this features Fox News on several tracks. So
that's true.
Yeah.
So the thing about Kendrick... and my relationship with him is he's clearly like such a brilliant rapper and lyricist and so thoughtful in the way he constructs albums. And I think that's his overarching thing. It's really interesting how there's this kind of juxtaposition of like he commits so much to concepts for his own body of work, whether it's To Pimp a Butterfly, how it had this whole through line of the Tupac interview that came at the end, and going back to this repeated phrase over and over in that album. Obviously, Good Kid, Mad City is kind of a concept album about, you know, the highs and lows of growing up in the streets. And this album obviously is him wrestling with fame and faith. And I say juxtaposition is he has this clear commitment to concept for each of these projects, and then you have him like his guest verse are so like, I'll just do this Maroon 5 song for fun. I'll just do this like Imagine Dragons collaboration for fun. It's funny how he can compartmentalize, and it, within that, like when he does do a project like this, it's so obvious that he's not really concerned about radio and like scoring singles and really putting out like a big hit anthem. I mean, even with To Pimp a Butterfly, I mean, All Right was a huge song, but that wasn't like the lead single. Like King Kunta was the lead single, and that like the title, we talked about it on the Must Hear Music podcast, like how the title is like a pretty obscure reference, and like he's just kind of he's totally committed to these ideas in a way that's so breathtaking. This at the same time, I think that sometimes the music suffers because of it. And now I'm just rambling about Kendrick Lamar. I'm sorry, I guess. I think that there are times on this album, just again, like on first listen, there are times on this album where I kind of want that single structure. I think that makes the song better. I think the songs are, some songs like kind of go on a little bit long. They have like parts and diversions that are a little bit unnecessary. But at the same time, like he's so like on top of his craft that you can't even really knock him for it. Like not every single thing works here. But you have, going back full circle to DNA, where it is like a sucker punch. It's like a short clip of a song that is doesn't really have a hook, and it's just him rapping his ass off, and he's so great at it that you just replay it over and over again.
First off, thank you for your detailed thoughts.
Well, I've been thinking a lot about it today. I have.
I was wondering if we should have like the Oscars playoff music and like midway through, I just kind of like get it louder and louder. No, I'm kidding. Of course.
I can't wait until your 5-minute diatribe about Noah Cyrus. That's definitely
get ready for that. I want to go actually back to something Lindsay said. I think what struck me with this album is there is. I've been a Kendrick fan since Section 80, that mixtape, and with each one, there's this real, each, like, project seems to have this huge leap forward in terms of, like, his musical palette, and, like, artistic, like, scope and everything. I think artistic scope-wise, this is a similar leap forward. I would say musical palette-wise, this is not, compared to, like, you know, you go from Section 80 to Good Kid was, like, a huge musical shift. Good Kid to Pimp a Butterfly was another big shift. This is kind of, as Lindsay was saying, like a little bit like going back more to the basics, to the roots for him. And that's not a bad thing. Like there's nothing wrong with like kind of going to like a more bare bones approach. But that definitely struck me with this. And I think kind of what you're saying, Jason, like that can work, can be to its like maybe benefit and detriment. I think like on DNA, like it definitely works in his favor that we're not going off on any like jazzy excursions, which I mean I adored on To Pimp a Butterfly, but like when it works, you know, when he goes back to like the hard-hitting basics, like that, like you said, it's like a sucker punch, like it really hits you. On a couple other songs, you know, maybe it's certainly not bad, it's like not even anywhere near mediocre, like it's far better than, you know, middle of the road, but you know, compared to like Genius, it's not quite there. So I think there's a few songs where that fall somewhere between like pretty good and good, you know? I mean, but that being said, like, we're recording this on Friday. The album just came out. I've only listened to it once. I definitely want to, like, sit with it before I, like, make some sweeping statement on it. I think it's, like, it doesn't have that, like, immediate breathtaking thing that, like, To Pimp a Butterfly did, but it's obviously, like, solid. It's rock solid. Like, it's a great album, and I feel like the more I listen to it, I'll probably like fall in love with the deeper cuts.
You know, just listening to you describe it, and I'm sorry. I just wanted to say one thing. Just listening to you describe it, it kind of actually made me think of how similar his trajectory is to Drake's first three albums, which is, you know, his second album, Take Care, a lot like To Pimp a Butterfly, totally expansive and, and trying different things and a little too long, and but that's okay because it was just so inventive. This is almost not going back to basics, but almost sanding off the extra bits and kind of emerging reformed as like this completely like hard-hitting artist that has completely established himself. I mean, they're like pseudo nemesis now, but like I do think that there are definitely some comparisons.
Yeah, that's interesting. And I also think, I mean, kind of what you're saying, I love the sanding off description.
Yeah.
I mean, it also just makes sense for like the times we're in. I mean, he doesn't like, you know, the Trump focus isn't so explicit, but I think it's obviously implied. I mean, certainly like working in like Geraldo Rivera and Fox News like makes it pretty clear like what he's going after, and kind of a you know, a lean, mean, you know, like approach like during times like this is maybe more called for than a more you know, kind of like experimental, like artsy, abstract attack. So yeah, but let's listen to a little bit of
it. Lindsay, did you have something? I interrupted you.
I was in the middle of saying yeah.
So. Do you want to expand on that?
Yeah. That's all I had to say. I'm glad we got that in there. All
right.
Beautiful. All right. Well, let's listen to Kendrick's DNA from the album Damn. I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, and sworn like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this. All right, that was New Kendrick. Next up, let's talk. This is one of my picks. It is a song from Power Bottom. The song is called LOL or LOL. If you're not familiar with Power Bottom, if you're Googling it, it is all caps.
If you Google.
If you search it on Bing, if you Bing it, it's PWR space BTTM. They are just an incredible band that I'm a huge fan of. Their second album, Pageant, is coming out next month, I think May 12th.
Yeah.
And I believe this is the third song we've heard from the album. The first one was Big Beautiful Day, which is this great raging punk anthem that kind of targets intolerant people, but it also has a lot of empathy for them, which is just, you know, I mean, it's something rarely you see, you know, usually you have a raging punk anthem, it just attacks someone. It doesn't like also try to reach out to them and understand them. So it's a really, you know, complicated and beautiful song. The next one was Answer My Text, which has this sweet, simple, adorable guitar riff. And the song is basically just about, like, boys who won't text you back when you text them. But the new one is LOL, and it's definitely my favorite I've heard thus far. This one, I believe, is mainly Ben's song. So they recorded and sang it on their own. And it is just, like, it's this melancholy rock song, which obviously has been done before, but rarely do you hear it done with this much, I would say, like, emotional nuance. It's this very, you know, for a song called LOL, like, ironically, it's incredibly earnest, it's hard on sleeve, it's emotionally naked. But the great thing about this song, and I think the band in general, is that there's just, it's not emo, it's not sugary, there's no treacle to it. It's earnest, but just very honest, and just, it is what it is sort of thing. It's not indulgent, it's just very straightforward and confessional and kind of beautiful because of that. It has two really wonderful lyrics. One in particular is, I know that I am naive, when you are queer, you are always 19, which is just kind of, you know, like cuts you right to the core, just like a heartbreaking lyric. And then the other one is about someone, you know, a friend who you see kind of laughing at you in a mean way, and the lyric is, I didn't know you could take such a shape, which is just one of those like interesting like turns of phrase, like it's you know, you don't expect that, and it's a really interesting poetic way of putting it. And then the other wonderful thing about the song is that it has this heavenly operatic voice in the background, which is actually provided from Ben's mom. Apparently their mom is an opera singer, so that's cool, and it sounds fantastic. And this, I just love it. I've listened to it over and over, and I can't get enough of it. But what did you guys think of it?
I was going to say what you said. I love that it's titled LOL, and it's, I think, their, like, least humorous song.
Yeah.
It's also one of my favorite songs from them. I'm not, I wasn't big on them at first, but they've grown on me as I've listened to them more and more. But Yeah, this
You're
stands
like,
out
I'm more
my
into
favorite.
Tops. I'm not such a power bottom gal.
Total. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm saying with this. Mm-hmm. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah, just wanted to make that put that on record.
I'm a power top gal, you know? Mm-hmm, But yes, this is my favorite song from them so far. It makes me more interested to hear what the album will sound like because it is a little diverse from what they've released, the other two singles, I think.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I don't really have much to add after I just went talk for 10 minutes on Kendrick Lamar. No, I agree with you. I honestly, like, they've been getting a ton of buzz. I haven't listened to too much Power Bottom.
Gotta fix that.
Yeah, this is very much up my alley with, like, jangly, like, indie rock. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm all for it. It was, yeah, it's a very pretty song, and I have to dive more into the lyrics because it sounds like it's affecting to you, and that's great.
Have you cried to it?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I know. You guys keep making fun of me for talking about crying on every podcast. So this one,
it's great.
I'm gonna say I'm not crying right
All
now.
All right, nice man.
But
progress.
Who am I kidding? I'm probably gonna the second this podcast ends. I'm very excited for the album to come out, and you should definitely, like you said, they are getting a ton of buzz right now, and I think it's one of those cases where, like, the buzz is very justified.
Billboard just did a big feature with them.
We did. We had them in.
We sat down with them on video, and people should check that out.
They have great style, I will say.
Yeah.
Incredible style.
And they love glitter.
Who doesn't love glitter?
Right.
But, anyways, all right. Well, you know who doesn't love glitter, actually, is one of the people we're talking about on this podcast, Chris Stapleton. He's not a glitterati.
Nope.
All right. Well, anyways, let's listen to the song. It's Power Bottom, LOL.
I know that I'm always wrong. Laughing at me, we're laughing along. I didn't know you could take such a shame.
What is the glitterati? I don't know what that is.
It's like the Illuminati, but with glitter.
But fancier, okay.
Yeah, but a little
fancier. They haven't approached you yet. That's how you know you're not.
Exactly.
Not.
If you have to ask, you don't know. Yeah. You don't get to know.
I'll never know.
All right, let's talk about next up, potential glitterati member, Noah Cyrus.
Noah Cyrus.
Stay Together. This is a Jason pick.
Yeah.
So, Noah Cyrus.
Interesting song.
Yeah.
I think it's very interesting. So, Noah Cyrus, obviously the younger sister of Miley Cyrus, and she put out a song, I think in November, called Make Me Cry, mm-hmm. featuring Labyrinth.
That song didn't make me cry.
It did not.
Did not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ironic. But very cool song. It's kind of like a buzz track that actually did pretty well in the Hot 100. And now she's going for it. She's preparing a debut album. And Stay Together, which came out today, Friday, is basically like her you know, swivel toward pop, and it's really interesting. I mean, we were talking about it before taping. It's very Miley core, like you could really see this, as I said to Joe, you could see this being a song on Bangers. Like, you could see
the
this
attitude
being like
is very Miley.
Yes,
like, it's not even attitude, it's tude, like,
yeah,
apostrophe, yep. Tude.
And you know, I think that she will have to figure out her own lane, especially because this song is inevitably going to be getting a ton of comparisons. But at the same time, I think it's a fun song. Like, I think that the chorus is big and brash and enjoyable, and you know, I think that some of the
ready to pop the question. The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
cocky, like, I don't give an F stuff is a little bit forced. But, you know, she's figuring it out. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I don't think it's kind of like a breakout moment for her. But it's definitely something noteworthy and like a good playlist hang. That's how I would describe it.
My favorite YouTube comment was that it's simple enough for society. But I can see what they're saying in terms of like the lyrics. They're just reflecting like a night out for her, like plugging your phone into the Uber aux cord and shattering your, you know, like, who hasn't been there?
Yeah, exactly.
But because of that, it also kind of reminded me of We Can't Stop, just because they're both like detailing a party in pretty basic form.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think, Joe?
Yeah, like you said, we were talking about this a little before. I liked this. I think it was... I liked it. I would listen to it again. It did kind of strike me. I was like, I don't fully know, like, who this song is for. And that's not, I guess, to its detriment, but it did leave me, like, creative direction-wise for her. I was kind of just like... Like, I don't know what, like, her target audience is. I mean, this sounds a little, like, business insidery, but I'm just, like, she can't, like, her whole thing obviously can't just be, like, people who like Miley, they'll like me too. Yeah. And I think this song a little bit kind of, like, primes it up for that. That being said, like, it's a very enjoyable song. It's good. She sounds good on it. I definitely had, like, you know, just any, naturally, like, there's a famous person, their siblings, like, hey, me too, I can sing, or I can act, and everyone, I think, hears that, and then they always, like, fold their arms, and they're like, well, we'll see about that. But, like, she genuinely can sing. Like, she has a great voice, and she has a good personality on this song. I just think in terms of, like, musical direction, there'll have to be more, but, you know, this is only one song. Like, I don't mean to, like, dismiss her outright. Exactly. Like, we haven't heard the album yet.
I think she's still figuring out who she wants to be.
Yeah, and I think it's worth remembering, like, it took Miley a while to figure out what she wanted to be musically, too. I mean, like... I was in a car the other day, actually driving back from Nutley, New Jersey.
Oh, shout out to Nutley,
where Mr. Lifshitz resides,
and will one day be the mayor.
Someday. And the person who was driving put on the Miley song "7 Things I Hate About You."
Perfect song.
It just reminded me. I was like, I totally forgot that existed, and then I was like, wow, like the person who did this song then would like go on to do like "We Can't Stop" and "Wrecking Ball." And then kind of, like, would mature, like, you know, to do, like, that gorgeous Paul Simon 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover thing on SNL. Like, I mean, Miley's taken such a circuitous, like, years-long musical route. Yep. So, like, you know, we should give Noah the same,
opportunity.
The same opportunities.
I think that, man, if Noah, like, just does something along the lines of like 7 things or See You Again, I would be so thrilled. Let's do it.
I mean, be into that too.
Yeah. I will say I've heard some upcoming Noah Cyrus music, and it is really good. I think it's a little bit more independent of in sound and personality, so I'm excited.
Anything similar to Billy Ray?
No.
All right. But you had to ask.
I had to know.
Just imagining what that would sound like, and I'm like cringing. Anyway.
All right. Well, let's listen to it. It's Noah Cyrus. Song's called Stay Together. All right, that was Noah, Miley's younger sis. Let's talk about Lindsay's next pick, which is Chris Stapleton. The song is called Broken Halos, which is such a country name for a song. Oh, I love goodness. That title.
See, I don't think it's that country. Like, Tennessee Whiskey is more country.
That's true.
Chicken Fried.
I think it's more
country.
A Chris Stapleton, like, title.
It's right.
It's just like you can just picture it. Like, you can picture him singing the words Broken Halos before you actually hear it.
That's
anyway.
Very true.
Yep. So I'm not a huge country fan at all, but...
And I hate this song.
Yeah, this song does not deserve to be on the screen. No. But I love Chris Stapleton, and I think he doesn't have, like, massive crossover appeal in terms of he is country, but I can still listen to it because it's not in-your-face country. And I think that was sort of justified. He was a Album of the Year nominee, which, you know, it says, like, enough people were listening to it. Ended up winning for Country Album of the Year. But, yeah, the song in particular, I'm excited for his new album just because the first one really set the bar high for him. And I like the lyrics of this song, and I like the title of it, which I don't think is crazy country.
I think it's what
yeah.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're like, you love rock, and I mean, this definitely falls towards that, like, excuse for that country rock.
Yeah, and like the soulful voice to it, you know? Yeah. So that's what I can get behind.
Mm-hmm.
It's fair. What did you think, Joe?
I was into it. I mean, I, like everyone, well, I shouldn't say like everyone, but I was one of the many people who was first exposed to him through that Justin Timberlake thing. Which was incredible, and then I sought out the album, and I liked the album. This isn't my, like, go-to vein of music, but I thought it was very good. I mean, obviously he has, like, an astounding voice, like, does very interesting things with it and has a great command, and, you know, this is, I guess, I don't want to say more of the same, but it kind of seems like, it's like, you know, if you like Traveler, like, here's more stuff that sounds like it. It's a legit song, though. I like the woman on the song. I'm not sure who it is, but that sounds...
I think it might be his wife. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
That's cute.
Well, I don't know. Anyways, the harmonizing is very nice. I dug it. Like, if I would not be mad if this was like something that entered in my life, but I will probably not play it multiple times.
A ringing endorsement. I wouldn't be mad.
I wouldn't be furious
if I heard it somewhere in my vicinity.
Exactly.
Well, I think that I sort of agree in when you say that it's a little bit more of the same, but I think that his confidence has really sprung from the first album. I think that listening to the first album and then listening to Broken Halos, I mean, I don't know if you agree, Lindsay, but he just sounds like he's so, like, he was behind his words and his music before on Traveler, but it sounds like he is just putting himself all out there in a very vulnerable way. And he really believes in the sentiment of this song and these songs that are coming up. So I'm all in. I'm really excited for this album. I'm also not a big country guy, but
Jason's saying this. He's wearing a cowboy hat and boots right now, and the
as
boots
he
have
does
spurs.
Every day.
So, and this is what he wears
like Woody
every day.
From Toy Story. Is that what you're imagining?
There's a rattlesnake in my boot.
Yeah, that's what I said when I walked in today in New York. No, but. Yeah, I do think that this is going to be a great album, and I think that it's just like he's just so commanding of a presence on the microphone now, and the music kind of backs it up as well. So yeah, Chris Stapleton.
I agree. He totally sells the lyrics, which are already to me pretty impactful. Yeah. So that makes it better.
Cool.
All right. Well, let's listen to it. So Chris Stapleton, new song "Broken Halos."
They've all gone. Wherever they go, broken halos that used to shine, broken halos that used to shine.
All right, that was Chris Stapleton, and I guess the next one is Becky Hill. The song is called "Rude Love." And this is a Lipschutz pick.
Oh yeah, so, very very Lipschutz pick. Yeah,
I was not familiar with Becky Hill.
Me
all right, and then, you know that's kind of why I picked it.
I'm glad. No, I liked something new.
Yeah. So Becky Hill is a UK singer-songwriter. She was on The Voice UK a couple years ago, and has been dropping singles. I don't think she has an album yet, but she's been dropping singles over the past 2 or 3 years, I would say, and. If you have not heard False Alarm from last year, she made that song with Matoma. That song is amazing, too. But yeah, so she just put out Rude Love a couple weeks ago, and the video dropped this week. And man, I love this song. I just think, like, it's such a good mix of, like, the kind of, like, synth pop of, like, you know, fans of, like, Robin Body Talk would totally get behind this. I think that it kind of swerves into, like, the big, like, drop for the chorus, but I think it actually works here. MNEK, who did Never Forget You with Zara Larsson, produced this one and co-wrote it. And I think, like, I was thinking about, like, I would love to see this kind of become the Never Forget You of 2017. Right. Like, I think it could. Like, it's a very catchy song. It's a very, like, it seems like kind of the tempo of U.S. radio.
Yes.
It's just kind of starting out. I think it'll be one of those songs that just takes months to build over here, but it's doing pretty well overseas, so.
It's really catchy, and I like her voice a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you're overselling a little bit. I don't know if the hook is that strong.
Oh, so good.
I agree.
Wow.
I like this. Like, this is one, like I said, I didn't know her. I put it on and I was like, oh, this is, like, legit. I like this. She's very, great vocals. It's a solid song. I'm into it. Oh. But Lindsay, you seem a little less enthused.
Just a little. I don't know.
Over the hill? Oh, my God.
Get out.
I know.
All right, Joe. Yeah. See you later.
I don't know. We talked about it with Khalid where, like, he was entering sort of an oversaturated market but did something so compelling to stand out. I feel like synth-driven dance pop is sort of the same, but this doesn't do much to stand out, in my opinion.
Okay.
I just didn't love it. But I did some digging on her, and I actually found that because I do like her voice, she has, like, this acoustic version of her song Warm, and that's an amazing song. And I watched her voice audition. I went way back.
Wow.
And she did Ordinary People, which was so good.
Yes. Yeah,
I just feel like
breakout.
If she, like, almost stuck in the lane of singer-songwriter, which is what she's still described as, even though I don't think that's what she is anymore, I think I would like her more.
Wow. Well,
so I know she's listening. You know, I'm giving really great advice.
There's a Becky Hill for all of us. You have the singer-songwriter stripped-down stuff, and I love the big, brash
something for everyone in the family.
Yeah.
Thanks, Becky.
So true. And then we have...
Jessie J was her X Factor coach, right?
Sure was. That's
nice.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out Jessie J.
Shout out to Jessie J.
All right. Well, should we give it a spin?
Yeah, Rude Love.
All right.
Let's do it.
Rude Love, Becky Hill. So that was Becky Hill. Now, any relation to Hank and Bobby Hill, or what's...
I don't know. I don't think so.
That didn't come up in my research.
Yeah, okay. Didn't think so. All right, this is the last song that we're doing. It is one of my picks. It is by Wisconsin singer-songwriter Trapper Shep, and the song, if you couldn't guess, he's from Wisconsin. The song is called On Wisconsin. I thought this was just, like, a really, like, cool, fun little thing. So recently... these lyrics that Bob Dylan wrote, let me rewind a little bit. So before he became, like, his own, like, very distinct, like, singer-songwriter with all these, like, political and introspective songs, Bob Dylan went through a pretty, I guess, long-ish period in his early days where he was more or less just, like, doing his own version of, like, Woody Guthrie songs, which are these very, like, kind of, like, goofy, tongue-in-cheek, like, I'm walking around with my guitar and, you know, like, just kind of, like, stream-of-consciousness, like, throwback folk stuff. And this was early 60s, and even then, at the time, it was, like, 20 years throwback. So recently, from that period, someone uncovered, he wrote these lyrics about Wisconsin that are very, like, you know, just, like, goofy. You know, it's just like, oh, there's cows, and I'll live on the cream and the milk and the cheese of the land and shit like that. So it's a very, like, it's a fun little, like, discovery for, you know, Bob Dylan freaks or people from the Midwest. I'm originally from Minnesota, but I went to school at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, so that's my Wisco connection.
Wait, is that the one with that's, like, the beavers? Or is that
the Badgers?
It's the Badgers.
Badgers?
And
Jesus.
When I asked you about that, Joe, when I was an intern here, you told me I don't like sports, but you knew it was the Badgers.
I'm aware I don't do sports, but I'm aware that the college I went to for 4 years, that
the Badgers,
the Badgers are
well,
their
that
team.
Was our first interaction, so
right.
Wow,
that's really really great.
Aww.
Yeah,
flashback Friday.
Yeah, speaking of tears, yeah, that,
yeah, I'm
that's
crying
set you
right
off.
Now
anyway so these Bob Dylan lyrics recently uncovered, Trapper Shep, Wisconsin singer-songwriter, put those lyrics to kind of a folky rock version of the Badger Fight song. And it's just like, I think an awesome, just like fun thing to do. And it happened and I like it. All right.
Let's listen to it, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Let's listen to it. So on Wisconsin Trapper Ship.
I'm headed to Wisconsin, 2,000 miles to go. Madison, Milwaukee, since my heart ain't glow. I'm a coming to that state and my heart's beating fast. And I'll jerk my banjo gently.
All right. That is all we got for this week's Mustard Music Podcast. Thank you for listening. If you got any thoughts about stuff we did, tweet at us. Let us know what to talk about next week.
I don't really have a tease for next week.
Are the albums coming out? I mean,
there's a couple, but I will say,
is Feist coming out next week? Maybe we'll talk about that now. 2 weeks.
Sorry, man. I'm not going to be here next week. I forgot.
What?
Oh. Sorry, guys.
Well, that's the tease.
Well, here's
we'll
the
have to replace you.
But I will say, if we want to talk for a second about the podcast family here at Billboard.
Sure, let's talk about it. Do you want to talk about it?
Well, yeah. Well, so Must Hear Music's part of its own feed, of course, but also the Pop Shop feed, which it has been for a couple months. But we're also just added a new show. Senior associate editor Andrew Unterberger just started Coming Around Again.
Mm-hmm.
Coming back around. Coming around again.
Coming around again.
Coming around again. Yeah, I got it right the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about nostalgia and anniversaries, and it's so much fun. He just launched it this past week with Third Eye Blind and the Chemical Brothers. You're already listening to Pop Shop Podcast with Keith and Katie, and we've been doing this every week, which is lovely.
Yeah.
And so subscribe to the Pop Shop feed and the Must Hear Music feed. Whatever you like.
And if you like listening to my voice, I don't know why you would, but I am on Andrew Unterberger's debut.
Oh, no way.
Coming around
I didn't know
podcast.
That.
Yeah, so
I gotta listen.
Double feature.
It like just went up, right?
Double dose of Lynch this week.
Talk about Trapper Shep?
I don't.
not on that one.
He
you saved that for us. Okay,
I'm saving
thanks,
that for you guys. Gil Kaufman, one of our wonderful, wonderful writers, talks about Third Eye Blind, and I talk about the Chemical Brothers' Dig Your Own Hole, which an album I loved very much in high school. Well, now you do. And you can find out more on the Coming Around Again podcast.
Yeah, take a listen. I have not listened yet. Just went up when we were taping this, but I can't wait. And Pop Shop's always doing their thing too. They've had some cool guests as well.
Oh, for sure.
So there you go.
All right, cool. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next week.
See
Without
ya.
Me.
Bye.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.